100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Technically, this is kind of my day job until I get a real one. Still looking, still interviewing, still actually getting interviews. Not many, but, you know, whatever. One will hit, or maybe I'll just walk down and learn how to phrase, "Would you like fries with that?" Whatever. I'm getting a little bored, though. Maybe I should take a certification or two. Anyway, that's no excuse for not posting up the stories during the week. I'm just lazy, I guess. Or uninspired, or covered by the NDA, so all the things that are at the front of my mind, I can't write or say or record. Oh well, I can certainly write them. I can certainly say them. I probably shouldn't record them yet. Yet. Anyway, the weekly challenge this week is the topic of Chip. We got a bunch of stories in, although I'm always concerned that a story will slip by and I don't get it, or I delete while deleting the massive amount of notifications from Monster and Indeed and LinkedIn and all those other sites. But, you know, I just, whatever. Anyway, I will put your story up on the feed in a separate post if I missed it or you forgot to send it or whatever. Yesterday was a little, not yesterday, last week was a little thin, and I was like, did I screw up again? Because I get a ton of emails with that, even if I have filters on. And of course, I missed the one that told me that, the Cobra didn't pay for the insurance on time. So, it's going to be a few days. And I'm like, you people suck. Whatever. I'm not going to worry about it because that's what the Xanax is for. I do worry about it, and then I, you know, it eventually spirals out of my head. How about I just start?
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story. It's called Like His Dad. She turned and smiled at me with pride. Won't you just look at that? He's a real chip off the old block. Well, he may have been my kid, but I was struggling to see even the remotest resemblance to myself. It was 10 years since I'd last seen him, thanks to a very messy divorce. I tried to see myself in him, but I couldn't equate the skinny, ballet-dancing, somewhat effeminate boy with his beer-swilling biker dad. I'm not sure, Sherry. He's nothing like me. I know that, you jerk. It's me he takes after. Thank God. Story done. So am I. Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The yacht was new. Was it? The plan was to sail aimlessly for a week, exploring the small beaches along the coast. A bad plan. Deciding to sail aimlessly was just the first of many problems. Upon closer inspection, they noticed water and chips of rotten wood drifting inside the hull. Then an error message appeared. An electronic chip was apparently damaged. An argument erupted and chipped teeth happened. When they finally returned back home, they vowed to sell the yacht and pay for the dentist with the money. It was either that or try their luck at the casino. And this was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Peaking Early. He was 42 and his name was Chip. Though he graduated from the U of C in business, he worked for his dad at the mobile home company. He actually looked like a Chip. Brown blonde hair, a good 6'2", horn-rimmed glasses, and a not-so-smile smile. He did a lot of paperwork on the purchase of the house. I'm sure he did something to make the paperwork flow, but never learned his given name. Since that was 40 years ago, that would make him in his 80s. Could you be a Chip rounding 90? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Being a contract killer isn't completely without its risks. There are, of course, the obvious challenges. You're not exactly dealing with decent folk, and that goes for those hiring you as well as those you're going to be taking out. Then, of course, there's the cops, and all the associated dangers of getaway driving, hiding out, and taking care of potential witnesses. As I said, it's a risky business. However, sometimes it's the small, unexpected things that really trip you up. Like the last job I did, I got a nasty chip in my nail polish from the pistol trigger.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and if I can remember to send it off properly, this will be my entry for episode number, or weekly challenge number, 1042, I hope I got that right. Anyway, this week's prompt is Chip. So here's my story. Finding a safe place to take off, Bilbert flew just above the trees to the Withybottoms' mansion. Mandy waited for him on the front porch. When Bilbert landed on the top of the steps, he asked, "Did you forget your key?" She held it up. "No, there's something stuck in the keyhole." Bilbert peered into the hole. "You're right. Someone hammered a wood chip into it." "Who would do something like that?"
"Who else?" Mandy stated. "John the butler." She sighed. "All the other doors are sabotaged, too."
Bilbert said cheerfully, "Well, we'll just have to figure another way in." Thanks for listening, and I have nothing to say about our acting president this week. See you next week.
Charles has indirectly pierced corn husks inside Paul's chipper. Howling in panic, Charles had ignored pain creeping humbly, influencing present conditions. Hope infused Paul, carrying him. "I progressed, clearing hazards. I'll persevere." Calming hands in place. Charles, having ingested protruding cobs, hummed in place. Charles? He imagined patterns, circles, heart-infused impressions, pulsating. Charles? Hope impoverished Paul's. Charles, help, I... paused. Cold hesitation intensified panic, crushing him in paralysis. Cogs halted in place. Charles hung, irregular. Paul couldn't help. I'm powerless. Crushing hum intensified, persistently. Conscious horror invading perception. Clearly, husks in place. Chewed, hashing into paste. Curiously, hints irresistibly palatable.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The Chinese waited until the yields on their microchip fabrication were good enough before they invaded Taiwan. It was an absolute bloodbath in the streets and in the markets. Only after the death settled, they revealed that they had 2 and 3 nanometer chips perfected, and the fabrications were open for business. There were a few larger scale fabrications in Europe and other places, but nothing on the scale that had been in Taiwan. Even the American fabrication factories were still under construction, or had burned through all their government subsidies without producing a single chip. The Chinese laughed.
Okay, I rambled enough at the beginning, so you don't need to hear me ramble now. Those were the stories for the topic of chip, and y'all did great. And the next one is an empty deodorant can. So, I mean, let's go ahead and wrap it up. One a day until the day I die.com. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. Maybe it'll be a week before I catch up because my head is stuck in the moment and I need to actually imagine and dream and actually think about things other than frisbee golf and walking and not eating so much. Hey, my weight actually got below 220 a few days ago. And it takes a while for each of the drops, and it's not the individual data points, it's the trend. And the trend is looking good. So, once again, roller coastering, how many years has it been? I'll always be fat. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.